Bismillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah, amma ba'd. Inshallah, tonight's recitation, we will start off with Surah Al-Mu'minun. Right, Al-Mu'minun is Surah. Al-Mu'minun means the believing men and women. Mu'minun literally means the believing men. However, when the Qur'an, Allah Ta'ala uses the dominant gender. You know, it's mankind. You don't say woman. When you say mankind, you refer to both men and women. You don't only refer to men. Allah Ta'ala uses the dominant gender. Uses man. Another to understand Allah. You know that. Not attribute. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ أَحَدْ. What do we say? No one like? هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Who? Huwa is he. But we use it, right? It doesn't really denote gender. That is why. Right? So قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. So I'm just looking at something here. We'll carry inshallah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Right? So the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this surah is that successful are the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the believers and says they have attained success. How have they attained success? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain qualities of theirs. أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are khushu' in salah. It is one of the most difficult things. You know, Allah mafkare, when we start our salah, we start in Chadwell Heath. By the time we finish Isha Salah, we have already made two Umrahs. And by the time we finish the first 8 rak'ats of Taraweeh, we've gone around the world in 8 rak'ats, not in 80 days. Around the world in 8 rak'ats. And then by the time we finish our 20 rak'ats, we've already thought about our great-grandchildren and what we will eat in Jannah as well. We've already plotted everything out. Alhamdulillah, you know, if you can think about Jannah in Salah, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukru, right? But, you know, we need khushu' in Salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, a mu'min, he tries. The key thing here is that you try. Right? We will fail. 100%. We will fail. But as long as we try, that is what is required from us, that we make that effort. This is a Makki surah. This surah, it speaks a lot about Qiyamah and the Akhirah. A lot about Azab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about different nations here. The people of Nuh alayhi salam. But this specific part of Nuh alayhi salam, he speaks about when the flood came. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala tells Nuh alayhi salam, don't speak to me about those who have died. One is his son, his wife. Don't. خلاص, gone, finish. They committed the wrong, they will suffer the punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salam, etc. and the punishment. You see, the first ayah, what's the first ayah? أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Right? Successful are those who have believed. What's the last ayah? If they have committed kufr, they will never be successful. That is the surah, right? The second surah is Surah